Hey friends, welcome to Monday's edition of New in 22. We are in Mark chapter 5 today. And oh my goodness, we got good stuff today. We see again for the third time the account of the demon-possessed man in the Decapolis. And that's a good one to be reminded of. And then we have a story that goes back and forth from one person to another. So we've got two healings that happen here after the demon-possessed man. And I love how the stories interweave with each other. So you've got, and I'll retell it, I'll let you read it, but I'll retell it to you. This man named Jairus, who was a church worker, his daughter was dying, and he comes to Jesus and he falls at Jesus's feet and says, if you can just come touch my daughter, she'll live, which is awesome, right? So this is going on. And as this is going on, this woman who has been constantly bleeding for 12 years comes up and touches Jesus and she is healed. Okay, now I want to tell you a couple things about this woman real quick. This woman was banned from society because of her bleeding condition, which she had no control over. But oftentimes, sickness, remember, was thought of as just being a result of sin. So she was cast out. She was actually expected to be confined to one room in her house and never even go in to public. She was desperate and she was totally unable or unallowed to touch anything that other people touched. So if people would see something that a person like this would touch, they wouldn't touch it. And they certainly wouldn't touch her. And she certainly wasn't allowed to touch another person. And here she is in this crowd of people pressing all over against Jesus. And she touches him. And she's healed. And then this conversation Jesus has with her is unbelievable. Will bring tears to your eyes if you read it slowly and carefully and put yourself in the shoes of this woman. And then Jesus goes to Jairus's house. Remember the guy from the beginning? And he finds Jairus's daughter and he touches her and she's healed. So I want you, as you read today, I want you to think about two words as you're reading. I want you to think about touch. Remember, Jairus says, come touch my daughter and she'll be healed. The woman who's not allowed to touch anyone, if I can just touch Jesus, I'll be healed. And then Jesus touches Jairus's daughter and she's healed. So look at the impact and the significance of touch in this account today. And then the other thing I want you to think about is the faith, Jairus's faith. If you'll just touch my daughter, she'll be healed. The woman, if I just touch Jesus, I'll be healed. So not just focused on the touch, but the result of it. And both of them were completely certain. They had faith so strong that Jesus would bring healing if he just touched them. Wow, I want that kind of faith. And then as I close, I want you to realize that Jesus gave two people life in this account. He gave this woman, he literally gave the woman her life back and gave Jairus's daughter her life back. And God's in the miracle business, and we don't always see miracles the way we pray or we ask, but do you believe God still does miracles? We don't have to look very far to see that he does. I will talk to you tomorrow.